Good morning or afternoon, depending on what part of the United States that you're listening from. This is Fearless Radio, and my name is Steve Shank, scary as it might be. Glad to have you aboard this beautiful, beautiful summer day. We're just past the summer equinox and the first day of summer, and the longest day of the year. And we're going to try and make that this next day a little bit shorter just by talking about some things that might be interesting to you. You know, we call this kind of the classroom of the air, and we tell you to take some notes whenever you can, because you never know. Every once in a while, we might say something that has a modicum of intelligence in it, and you might want to capture it. My daddy, as you know, used to say, even a blind hog can root up an acorn once in a while. Anyway, it's good to have you aboard. We're going to be talking about some interesting stuff this morning. As you know, Fearless Task Force is involved with helping you get yourself in a situation where you're absolutely independent and beholden to no one or no thing, and that's the way we have our liberty. Now, just to preface all of this, you've heard me say before that the extent to which we're dependent is the extent to which we have given our freedom and control over ourselves to someone else, to the extent of that dependency. When you have, say, for example, a mortgage, you are dependent on your job to pay for that mortgage to ensure that you have a roof over your head. Now, if you haven't heard this before, or if you haven't taken notes on it, you might want to put this law down. It's very interesting. All fear and all stress is the result of us being in danger of losing or having taken away something or someone on which we are dependent. So if we want to become fearless, as the title of the radio program and the task force would imply, it's a very simple process. Eliminate every single dependency that you can. And in so doing, you will be, in fact, fearless. Now, this isn't fear of anything, anyone, any system, or anything like that. It is just personal. You see, you can't do a whole lot about what they are doing. Whoever they may be, they might be your employers. They might be other members of your family. They might be the government or the church. Doesn't make any difference. But the fact is that it doesn't make any difference what they are doing, and after this break, we will talk about them and they.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Filled up all the feeding bins. The difference in cost over 5 days' time. Now, admittedly, this is a big operation, but it still is handled by one family that runs it. The difference in the cost of feeding those turkeys 5 days later was over $4,000. That's the difference. It's not the basic cost of the feed, it's the difference. Now, here's the interesting point. Have you had any steak or hamburger or any beef in the last week? Uh-huh. Have you had any chicken? Have you had eggs? Have you had milk? Have you had cheese? Any products that are the result, lamb, any products that are the result of animal production, agricultural animal production, the meat or the products from those, the eggs from the chickens and all that. If you have had any of those, you, my friends, are dependent. And you know what you're dependent on? The lowly kernel of corn. You see, we're hearing people talk about how they're trying to generate alternative energy in this country because gasoline is so expensive. Now, you don't even want to start me on why gasoline is so expensive when we have production facilities that are not doing all they can, and when we know exactly what it takes cost-wise to produce a gallon of gasoline, and then you look at what we're being charged. That's another whole program, but this one is one that you really need to pay attention to because it involves a subject that we've talked about for a long time, ever since you've heard Fearless Radio on the radio, and ever since you've heard our little announcements all over the radio. It's about food. You see, we hear that they're making fuel out of corn. Well, first of all, this is one of the most ineffective methods of producing fuel. You got to have some sweetness in the corn. Now, Argentina, I guess, I think it's Argentina, one of the South American countries, is using a lot of sugar cane to make alternative fuels, and it's doing very well because of the high sugar content that they can distill down and have some fuel. Okay, but in our case, we're using corn. Okay, now the average American is going to say, well, you know, if they take up all the corn, it doesn't bother me a bit because I don't eat, you know, probably more than a couple servings of corn a week, and I've got plenty of other things to eat. No problem. We're on a wheat-based society. We eat bread, and we eat, you know, we have our grains are wheat-based. We are a wheat-based society. Some societies are based on rice. We happen to be wheat-based. And so the average American sits back and says, hey, that's cool. Go ahead, yeah, let's. It's a replenishable or renewable resource. We can raise more corn every year. Oh, yeah? Here's the deal. We might be a wheat-based society, but our livestock is corn-based, guys. When I was being raised on the farm up in Minnesota with the Swedes and the Norwegians and a few Germans thrown in, the fact is that we had what my dad called a diversified farm. We had cattle. We had cows for milking. We raised some beef cattle. We raised some hogs, raised a bunch of chickens, gathered the eggs, and sold the chickens, too, for meat. All of those mashes that you make, what the farmers used to do is they used to get the value out of raising their crops by running it through livestock. If you want to get top dollar for your corn, you feed it to a beef cow, and that beef cow gets fattened up on the corn. The growing pens and everything like that right now, the feeder pens, the pens where they top out the beef cattle to send them to market, they're feeding them corn-based feeds. Chickens, corn-based, okay? All of the stuff, all of the mashes that they're using for the hogs and things were corn-based back then on the farm. We used to grind our own corn, and we used to mix it with various other ingredients, supplements, and things like that, and feed the hogs and the cows and the chickens and all this kind of stuff. Well, here's the deal. What happens if the corn is the basis for our livestock, if we have a shortage of corn? All of a sudden, you don't have the beef, you don't have the chicken, you don't have the eggs, you don't have the milk. All of a sudden, a high percentage of your protein source is gone. Okay? You can become vegetarians and graze a bit. Now, those of you that are vegetarians, that was not a pejorative comment, but it is the way we do it. We tend in our family to be a little bit vegetarian, and we eat a lot of salad. You know, we graze, but be that as it may. If you eliminate the protein source for a country, their food supply is in serious jeopardy. Now, the conclusion that I want you to draw is not a fearful one, but a wise conclusion. If things are going to be happening to your food supply, that on which you are dependent, it's absolutely essential that you take control in your own hands of your food supply. The only way to do that, you aren't going to be able to raise the cattle in most cases. I mean, if you're an apartment dweller in Detroit, Michigan, they're going to really frown on you having a cow walking around your living room. It's just not going to work. But anyway, the fact is, you're dependent. The only way you can eliminate that dependency is to have food for the time during which this transition has to take place, where there is not enough corn left to feed the cattle. Now, we might have plenty enough corn to feed the cattle, but let's look at the economics of things. You probably have never thought about this when you sat back and said, well, that's great. They're making a few lot of corn. We're going to beat those dadgum oil companies as it is. Well, let me tell you the logic and reason here, guys. Very simply, the people who are making the transition of corn into fuel are not stupid. In fact, they're pretty smart. Now, oil has got gas prices, for whatever reason you want to argue about, has got gas prices way up there. And they're going to go up higher because they can claim that there are shortages and we've got all the Mideast garbage and going on. Whatever is claimed doesn't make any difference. Bottom line is we're going to have high prices. Now, if you had an alternative fuel, when gasoline at the pumps is selling for $3.50, and I'm going to take this up after this break.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Put it into the fuel for you to drive on vacation one last time. Isn't that absolutely a magnificent plan? I think that this really comes under the category, and I'm going to have to put one of these up on my website. The Fearless Task Force, in a very short order, is going to have a new website. And we're going to have one category, which is entitled, How Dumb Can You Get? And this really qualifies. Here we are with a shortage of bees, so we're going to have a short crop this year. The world is in a famine state. It didn't produce as much food as it ate last year. The agricultural situation in our country is such that we are importing huge percentages of our food, some from countries that you could either call third world or are dangerous because they have so much genetically altered junk that the stuff that came in from China killed our pets. And believe me, that genetic alteration that killed them is definitely going to kill us, and that's why we have so many immune deficiency diseases. So we have food problems and shortages. The J. Michael Stevens Group, the member of the task force that handles the food that you are putting in for your storage, interestingly enough, is now getting a call once a week from the suppliers that is telling them which items that they need to tell folks when they call in to order their food, which items that they need to substitute out because they can't either get enough of it or the quality level is not acceptable for them to be able to store it. Milk, for example, is just about disappeared in terms of the kind that you can store. Eggs are threatened, again, because of the corn issue. Meat substitutes are based on grains. And oddly enough, those grains, some of them are being used for, you guessed it, fuel. So here we have a huge round-robin situation. We've got a situation where we are using our food for fuel, and we don't have any food. And I guess it comes under the category of, how dumb can you get? Now, we talked about turkeys being dumb. Thomas, the board op that's handling this program today, came on and he had seen a documentary where they'd gone out on, you know, the nastiest jobs. Thomas, what is that again? What do they call it? Dirty jobs. Okay, you've maybe seen it on Discovery Channel. Thank you. Hey, I need to keep him on board. When I forget what to say, he can tell me. Anyway, where they went out and they looked at a turkey farm, and they have to dye the feed for the turkeys, otherwise they won't eat it. But something that I don't think they may be covered was something that I know, and it looks like I'm going to have to tell you that after the break. We'll be back to you in just a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Leghorn chickens, those are the ones that lay the white eggs.
They're also pretty close to dumber than a box of rocks, but not quite as dumb as turkeys. But anyway, he used to get the little chicks in, and, you know, the first 2 weeks they start to feather out, and 3 or 4 weeks later they're all feathered up and they aren't fuzzy anymore. And then, you know, you get into a few months and they're starting to get their maturity, and I don't know how long it takes a chicken to mature, but it's in terms of months. Well, this gal told me that she had gotten this line of chickens that have been bred specifically for meat production. I mean, you take a chicken that's pretty much all breast because that's what people want, and they're going to be a pretty deformed bugger. But these things grew out, and she discovered after she had some uncomfortable experiences that by the time they're 6 weeks old, they're ready for market. And again, I'm not sure the exact numbers. This was a couple years ago that I heard about this. And what she had to do, they weren't ready to butcher them as soon as they matured. And so they could only process so many of them. And they had planned to keep them on the hoof, or I guess, I don't know what the heck, on the claw, whatever you call it, chicken's feet, until they needed them. But they couldn't do that. They had to butcher and put them in the freezer because when it gets to be dark, chickens don't see it all in the night. And that's why, and a lot of birds don't very well. And so that's why you'll see birds go to rest in a tree. You know, they call it roosting. They go to roost. Well, if chickens don't have something to get up on, and the reason that they get up on stuff like trees and free-range chickens are raised, and they give them roosts to climb up on, to flutter up on, and get up off the ground, because it's nature for them to not want to be on the ground, because they become lunch for any foxes or nocturnal critters that are along, because they can't see them coming. That's why the fox in the hen house at night is just absolutely horrendous. But anyway, when these chickens went to roost, if they'd sit down on the ground, there's no way they could even get up on any kind of a rooster perch, but if they sit down on the ground, which they always had to because they couldn't see to walk around, they would have to go out in the morning. Now get this, they would have to go out in the morning and pick them up and set them on their feet so they could go around and forage for the day, because their bodies were so heavy that their legs weren't strong enough for them to get up off the ground after they'd sat down. That's how the hybridization and the inbreeding and things have gone, just to get the meat production out of the chickens. That's the same way with the turkeys. They've had the common sense. A wild turkey is a challenge to hunt. But these buggers, they'll walk up to the gun barrel and pick on the sight if you give them a chance. But anyway, that's just kind of an aside. But let's get back to the corn production. So what happens when the fuel producers have the cost of corn going up and up? They can afford to bid it away from the farmers. You see, all of the farmers that grow cattle can't grow the corn to feed the cattle. The farmers that grow the chickens, I mean, things have gotten so specialized that if you're raising 180,000 turkeys, you do not have enough land, the time, the energy, or the equipment to grow all the corn and the feed that it's going to take to feed those turkeys. So you go down to the co-op where other farmers that grow that stuff, bring it in, drop it off. You're getting a basic lesson in agriculture 101 here. But they bring their grain into the co-op, and then the turkey farmers and the cattle ranchers and those guys come in and they buy it from them. Well, what happens when the fuel manufacturers get to the point where they're bidding against our agricultural people for the corn? They can afford to pay a heck of a lot more for the corn, and guess who's going to get it? And guess who's not? So what you will see, if this develops any further, and this is not something for you to be afraid of, because we have the solution. Remember, if you have the solution, there is no problem. But you are going to, at the end of this program, take into your control the solution to this problem that I'm presenting for the nation which you have no control over, but you do have control over your own deal. So when the fuel processors have the need to get more corn, they will be able to afford to pay more for the corn, and they will bid it away from the farmers, and what you will have is a sell-off of the cattle, those that aren't being grass-fed. The feedlot cattle, which are producing a tremendous percentage of the beef that you're eating right now, the feedlot cattle, where they're just housed in the feedlot and they're fed, those will be sold off because they won't be able to afford the feed for them, because they won't be able to charge you enough for that steak to be able to pay for the food to grow the critter from which that steak is produced. So we will have the fuel suppliers, or fuel processors, bidding the animal feed away from the farmers that are raising your food. So they vary literally in two ways. They're using food, corn, to produce fuel. So they're burning up our corn. And what the even worse than that, what's going to happen is all of the farmers, when corn prices go up to the point where these fuel suppliers are bidding it away from the other farmers, then the farmers that are growing crops are going to look and say, hey, we've got 1,000 acres of soybeans right now. Wait a minute. I'm only making X number of dollars an acre from my soybeans. I can make three times that by growing corn. Guess what they're going to grow? They are going to grow corn, and you will not have soybeans, from which, not necessarily food, to manufacture the plastic in the steering wheel on your car, the plastics that are in your Tupperware, all of the things that people use soybeans for, not to mention if you can get some really good non-genetically altered soybeans, it's food. So we continue to jeopardize our food supply by the economics of doing stupid things. Now, when that happens, when the farmers that can grow crops discover that they have to switch over to corn production because it's so valuable for them, it will be long past the time that ranchers and any of the livestock growing organizations will have been put out of business because they can't afford to buy the feed for you to be fed. Here's the answer. I don't know how long this cycle will take. I don't know when someone that has a modicum of intelligence that is in the process of dealing with this stuff. Now, I'm not asking for more laws where you say, no, we're going to make it a law that you can't use the animal feed to produce fuel. No, that'll never happen, for one thing. I mean, that would be an intelligent law, but I will never, ever, ever, ever in your wildest imagination tell you to ask for one more law, ever. But here's how it can happen. You see, if all of a sudden we develop or come up with a different answer than using up our corn for fuel and do something like the South American countries do and grow sugar cane, or heaven forbid, we would do what people have written books about and what makes the most sense about, heaven forbid that we would do something really intelligent like, now, you're going to wonder that I dare say this on the radio, like grow hemp? Hemp? What if we grew hemp? Oh my gosh. We would have the DEA on our doorstep. We would have all of the county agents in the universe on our doorstep, and they would be telling us, you must mow that down. That is the wildflower. That is marijuana. Oh, my gosh. You see, here's the deal. deal, guys. Hemp is a real interesting thing. Now, I've got a good friend that knows a heck of a lot more about this than I do, but he and I were talking, and I'm going to just share a few concepts. And you see, you can learn about this, and you can discover the sanity of it. But you as an individual and you as a family are not going to be able to do anything about this. You can, writing your congressman, forget about that. But the awareness of this might raise the question to someone who is economically involved and has a vested interest in the fuel issue. Might happen. But here's what you do. You realize that the sequence of events that we have just predicted here on Fearless Radio is in process, and it will occur. Our food supplies are being challenged, and now we've added the fuel issue to the challenge. It was already a strong enough issue for you to need to put in a 3 to 5 year supply of storable food. Okay? But the answer now is even more strongly embedded in my little brain, and hopefully in yours, that the only chance that you have to deal with your greatest dependency, your most important dependency, that of your life itself and sustaining life, is to put in a supply of storable food. I'm not just sitting here flapping my gums, guys. This is real. This is where we're dealing with it. We're not saying be afraid of it, but we are saying, unless you want to be as dumb as a turkey, which can't even figure out where its food is, it would be the next step in dumbness for people who have been warned and told your food is in danger. The only chance you have is to store some up like the ants do, like the squirrels do, and like the old pioneers always used to do, against the time when there will not be any, because we have several scenarios that are in place, that are acting right now, which will eliminate the food. There won't be any. There isn't any. Consider that. And so what you need to do is do your research. Figure out how many years of food your family needs to get through whatever events, this cycle with the corn, the cycle with getting the honeybees back in place so that they can pollinate the crops, this cycle of droughts. How long will it be this time? Droughts and weather conditions are cyclic unless they are manipulated, which is another whole story, but even forget that. How long will this take to cycle the planet to where it can grow enough food to feed its population? No. The answer is not to eliminate population like the abortionists and the elderly euthanasianists are doing. That's a word for you. Thomas, you got to write that down in your book. Euthanasianist? I never heard of that one before. But anyway, the objective is not eliminate people. The objective is to become sane and deal with the issues at hand. You as an individual and you as a family leader or as a member of the family need to realize that the things that we say here are only with the intent of educating you so that you understand what you're dealing with. The wise man, once he understands what he's dealing with, will deal with it appropriately. People are highly intelligent. People who take responsibility for their lives and the conditions that they're in, people who are not victims, done unto, and totally dependent through the welfare mentality, if you give them the knowledge of what they're dealing with, they will find a way. We're Americans, for Pete's sake. We're the most ingenious people in the world. You give an American a challenge, and they will figure out how to handle it. They will figure out how to achieve it. They will figure out how to be successful in accomplishing anything that they have a challenge to do. Well, guys, the challenge is pretty basic. Figure out how much food you need. and get it stored. And call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, and get a hold of the J. Michael Stevens Group and get your food.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into Masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Your greatest dependency other than water and air is on food. And the way you deal with these potentially hazardous and difficult circumstances is you very simply do whatever you need to do. If you knew that 10 days from now you would have to live on what you have stored, you would be willing and able and motivated to do something. You need to do that right now. You need to absolutely do that and get your supplies in. And the best way to do it, those of you that have computer access, get up on efoodsdirect.com. Those folks will help you work things out. If you don't like the task force and don't want to work with them, at least go up and get the warning so you don't get skun alive by some of the retailers out there. And get your information, get the pricing, figure out what it's going to take to get your food in and do it now. The only choice. But it is a choice. The beautiful thing is we never have to be victims. We never have to be dependent beyond our capacity to become independent. Every single circumstance that we're facing, we can overcome and become truly independent, and that way we become free. And as a result, we end up with the opportunity to live the American dream. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and, might I add, fearlessness. Because remember what we said at the beginning of this program. The only fear, the only stress that we ever experience is the result of having someone or something on which we are dependent, threatened, or removed. Interesting thought, isn't it? Well, the fact is that we now have a situation where you're back in control. We've brought up an issue that is really kind of stupid, but you now know what to do. And at this point in time, I'm finishing up this hour, and I'm going to repeat to you the slogan that I want you to remember always. If it is to be, it's up to me, but freedom is never free.
A message for all.